This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About everywhere. Now they're saying at least 1,100 people dead. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declares war after Hamas terrorists launch a massive attack on unsuspecting civilians, wounding more than 2,000 with a barrage of rockets, gunfights in cities in southern Israel, Hamas militants infiltrating Israel in residential areas at unprecedented levels, older people being pulled onto motorcycles and kidnapped, young kids being kidnapped, women being kidnapped, people being shot at in the desert at a festival with paragliders, Hamas paragliders coming in armed and shooting at them. Absolutely horrific. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on this show. Over the weekend, I talked to some people. I watched a lot of coverage and reaction to what was happening there. Our politicians, Republicans, Democrats, are all talking about Israel and what's happened and warning that could this be an attack that could happen on the United States, and that it could be an attack, and that Hamas has no love for the U.S. either. But sticking with just Israel, Aaron Cohen, who is somebody who was part of the Israeli Special Defense, he was an Israeli Special Operator was his title. I thought Brian Kilmeade on Fox did an excellent, excellent interview with him. And he talked about now the other side of this as somebody who was on, operated, and looked at what Israel has that would be similar to our SEAL Team 6. What are they doing to go after the people that have been kidnapped by these murderous terrorists? And here's what he said.
Right now, there's dozens, if not 50, 60 Israelis who've been kidnapped, taken into these tunnels and potentially into structures where those tunnels lead inside Gaza. The longer they wait, the harder it is for the Israeli intelligence services, the Shin Bet and the Mossad, to be able to find them. And so what we're seeing here right now is essentially the most significant hostage siege we have seen in Israeli history since the Entebbe hostage siege in 1976 under Idi Amin and the Black September terrorist group. This is very complicated, and things need to move quickly. We're on the clock.
And there are Americans there. There are Americans that have been confirmed killed in what's happened there. There are others that are missing. Senator Cory Booker was in Israel when Hamas began attacking the Jewish nation on Saturday. He talked about his experience where he was sheltering in the hotels that he was staying in, bomb shelter and stairwells. He had to hide in the hotel when they started firing the missiles because he was right in the middle of it. And he said when it happened, he was jogging in the old city when he got an urgent call from his chief of staff telling him to get back to the hotel as quickly as he could, that Israel was under attack, that there were thousands of rockets being launched by Hamas. And so the second he got back in, everybody was being ushered into the bomb shelter or the stairwells of the hotel, you know, trying to just get out of harm's way. And he said he saw frightened faces, children, older people, families, and many, many, many Americans. He said, my team and I are safe, but we're shaken, we're angered, we're heartbroken by the hundreds killed, the thousands injured, and the people taken hostage. As you just heard there, Aaron Cohen talking about how quickly they have to respond, and they are responding and trying to do what they can. Benjamin Netanyahu has declared war, obviously, on Hamas on this situation. And it's the first time in 50 years that we've seen this. What is the U.S. doing? Sending warships and jets And that breach, that dome was breached. The Hamas rockets were able to do it. The world will be divided over this. There is no doubt about it. But our most advanced aircraft carrier and six other ships and a number of jets are headed to the eastern Mediterranean. And the UK is also rallying and doing something as well, sending their ships as well. There were kids in a desert that were at a rave celebrating in the south of the country, you know, in that area. It was attended by Israelis and lots of foreigners, including some Americans. And that was one of the ugliest areas of the attack because they came in with vehicles, for example, jeeps and cars and that kind of stuff. And then they were coming in from the air. And this was very early in the morning. They just started shooting. They just completely went off on all of the people that they could get. So people were running. They were shot. They were killed. They chopped off the legs of people that were trying to get away. Needless to say, the descriptions I could give you and what I've been told by some people are just hair-raising, just absolutely hair-raising. An awful, terrible situation. And there's been a lot of reaction to this on the Hill. Nikki Haley, running obviously for president on the Republican side, said this is a warning for what could happen here. And it's horrible to see what's happened to the people in Israel. And then also there's been talk about the $6 billion prisoner swap and what happened there. And is there any connection to that? Because now Iran and the Republican, the Revolutionary Guard, rather, and what they've done, it's out there, the conversation about them helping to plan these attacks. And so the links, people are trying to nail down the links of that and the Iranian regime and what they've done to threaten Israel in the past. And is there the connection there? And what does it mean when you have money flowing to Iran, which is what she is saying, that the problem is Iran gets the money and they use it for hate. That was her accusations about that. And there are others that are saying similar things to it. And then the bottom line is what is the reaction? And the reaction is that something has to give here. And what does it mean for the people in that country that are trying desperately to find their loved ones, etc. And Ron DeSantis said something that I thought of immediately, the governor of Florida, again, part of that Republican group that is running to represent the GOP in the race for president next year. He said, you know, we have to have solidarity with Israel. I agree. And he called for the international community, including the United Nations, not to censor or distort Israel's response to the attack, because it's very much like 9/11, and they have the duty to defend themselves, and they need to defend themselves with overwhelming force, that it's a terrorist attack equivalent to what we suffered on 9/11, and I agree with that, and the need to understand what is happening here, right? And what is the source of the terrorism and the source from Iran? And what are we talking about? The financial support for groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all week and beyond. I am certain of it. Coming up, we're going to head to the man cave to get you in touch with what happened in the sports world and lighten the load a bit.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind-the-scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter, at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
I said with heavy hearts because of seeing the situation in Israel, and throughout the week, of course, we're going to be talking a lot about that on this show and with various people. Let's get you caught up to date on our fascination with football. Some of us, anyway. I don't know that everybody's in love with football. It is our most popular sport, professional football and college football, definitely. But then there's Major League Baseball because we're in the playoffs, too. All right, it's already been established. The 49ers just crushed the Cowboys. 42-10 was the final in that one. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, we all know his story now, chosen last in the draft. He's the quarterback for the 49ers. 252 yards passing, four touchdowns. George Kittle caught three of those touchdowns, so three touchdowns for him. That was big because he had a coming out party of sorts for the year. He's an incredible player, but it was his night to shine. It was not Dak Prescott's. He really struggled with interceptions, three interceptions. The Cowboys looked completely flat and had no answers for what the 49ers were throwing up. How about the Chiefs beating the Vikings 27-20? So now the Vikings are 1-4. The Chiefs are 4-1. The fans at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis were not happy because you see that you're running out of time. The more that you lose games, and even if they're close games, the tougher it is. And a lot of teams now have their backs against the wall, and one of them is Minneapolis. And a really sad moment for, I think, Minneapolis is seeing what happened to one of the sure hand guys in the business, and that would be Justin Jefferson. Jefferson slipped on the turf while trying to make a cut on his route during a third down pass, pretty deep in KC territory. He grabbed the back of his right leg, limped slowly to the sideline. And after the game, Coach O'Connell said it was too early to provide a timeline for his return. Yikes. Because, boy, do they need Jefferson. All four of Minnesota's losses, by the way, excuse me, have come by 8 points or fewer this year after a record 11 wins in 11 one-score games in 2022. The Vikings have an NFL most 12 turnovers, including 8 lost fumbles. So, again, excuse me, the Chiefs benefit. They go to 4-1 after, of course, we know their dominance, winning the Super Bowl last year, and the Vikings find themselves in a situation they don't want to be in. Just like our friends who are fans of the Cardinals who listen to the show in Tucson and Phoenix and Glendale and all those suburbs too as well. And like I said, a lot of people in Tucson rooting for the Cardinals. The Bengals beat the Cards 34-20. Burrow for the Bengals, 317 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Chase, his favorite target, 3 touchdowns. So it was all in sync for them. Speaking of being in sync, the Dolphins are 4-1. They unloaded on the Giants 31-16. Tua, 308 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. It was bleak for the Giants. And then plus they have to find out what's going on with Daniel Jones, their quarterback, as he also is dealing with an injury. The Colts are 3-2. They beat the Titans 23-16. An interesting game for them. And the Colts have been interesting to watch because they got a little something-something here is what I think. And the Colts running back, Zach Moss, was answering the call. I mean, he had, in the end, 165 yards and 2 touchdowns and had some really dynamic plays and was a difference maker. So the Colts snapped a 7-game home losing skid by beating the Titans for the first time in 6 tries. First time in 6 tries. What is going on with the Patriots? They are 1-4. The fans there, the fans of Minneapolis are a lot more polite and better than the fans, as far as losing is concerned, than the fans at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Saints, 34-0. They were blown out. I told you Derek Carr, for all of my Who Dat Nation fans, all of you listening, I told you he was furious from last week. 183 yards, couple of touchdowns. It was all Saints. I mean, the Saints. They looked really, really good in this game. And just right from the very beginning, they punched it in. They had it going on. And there was nothing the Patriots could seem to muster up to do differently. After the game, Bill Belichick had like no words when he was asked, but it's typical of him. He just said, we're starting over. And then a reporter asked him, so what are you going to do? How do you start over? We're starting over. That's it. Like, he didn't want to have that conversation. The Lions are a team to watch. They're 4-1. They beat the Panthers 42-24. Should they have beaten the Panthers? Of course. But Jared Goff is really fun to watch. He threw 3 touchdown passes. He ran for a score. And they're finding their stride. Big time for them. And of course, they lead the NFC North. And I think long-suffering Lions fans are pretty excited about that. The Bills did not have it going on in London. They seemed tired. They didn't have any answers for the Jags, although it was close if you look at the final score, 25-20. Trevor Lawrence, 315 yards passing and a touchdown for Jacksonville in their winning effort. How about the Steelers taking one from the Ravens in front of the home crowd that was silent at one point, and the Steelers put up 14 points in the fourth quarter, 17-10. 10, a very needed and big win for them. They're 3-2, like the Ravens are 3-2 as well. All right, a couple of others to throw at you. The Jets and the Broncos. This was an interesting one. The Jets win this one 31-21. What's interesting about it was the former Broncos head coach and current Jets offensive coordinator was really high-fived, hugged everything from New York players and got the game ball after beating the Broncos, because this was a return for him. Nathaniel Hackett was watching to see what was happening with Russell Wilson on the other side, the quarterback for Denver, who made mistakes and was being booed all over the place. And part of the Hackett return thing was it felt a little grudgy, right? Because Sean Payton, the coach of the losing Broncos, who are 1-4, criticized him and his staff for the job they did last year in Denver, where Nathaniel Hackett was 4-11 and was fired. And particularly the way he handled Wilson during the quarterback's 2022 season, what they thought was, or what I think Payton, who deflected questions about the brouhaha over that, because he took such a big swipe at Nathaniel Hackett, and now look how they're playing in their sloppy play. The Jets, I think it made them be even more fired up to win for Hackett, and so they came through, they made the big time plays that they had to make, and they beat the hapless Broncos. Yeah, that's how bad it was. And so that's it for the NFL. What a week. And now the Packers and the Raiders on Monday night in Las Vegas. The Raiders are only favored by 2, so go figure what will happen in that. The Packers, you don't know, flip a coin, what Packer team are you going to get? The same thing, I think, with the Raiders, too, as well. It's been interesting to watch Major League Baseball as I watched all these. I watched a lot of it and listened on the radio when I was cruising around. The Texas Rangers, in particular, for all my Ranger fans out there, and I covered the Rangers for a big chunk of my career, they have a 2-0 lead on the Orioles. The first game, they beat them 3-2. It was close, and I thought the Rangers were going to let it slip away. A lot of strikeouts that against the Rangers. And then the Rangers beat the Orioles in the second game, although they gave a lot of runs back. They won that one 11-8. How about the Astros beating the Twins 6-4 in Game 1, and then the Twins coming back and beating the Astros 6-2. Pretty exciting to watch that. The D-backs ripped the Dodgers 11-2 in that first game, so they have the early edge. The Braves took care of business against, or the Phillies took care of business against the Braves 3-0, so they lead 1-0 in that series. Stay with us, a couple of great authors coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations, Oksana Markarova, expressed her concern that the Israel-Hamas conflict is diverting attention from Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This war on terror have to be won everywhere, and that we cannot afford to lose focus in one place or another.
During an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, Makarova discussed how Russia is assisting Hamas while receiving support from Iran and North Korea. Former President Trump, speaking at the Florida Freedom Summit, pledged that if reelected, he would establish a missile defense shield to safeguard the U.S. from the threat of World War III, while emphasizing a commitment to put America first. A 63-foot Norway spruce from West Virginia's Allegheny Mountains is en route to the U.S. Capitol's West Lawn for the 2023 Christmas tree. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Australia for a conversation with Paul Broderick. He's written, I think, a really powerful book, one that so many people I know could use for various reasons, honestly. And the book is called Cancer Mentality. The cure for cancer is in the mind. Heal your attitudes and beliefs. So we're so glad that he's joining us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And Paul, thanks for coming on to share your story.
Oh, no worries, Kate. Wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Let's talk about what was it, first of all, that drove you to write the book?
Okay, so I had a relatively sudden diagnosis and appearance of a tumor, roughly 3 inches in diameter, that needed to be operated quite quickly on so that my health could be preserved. And I just could not understand it because I had been supposedly living the healthy lifestyle and thinking positively and I thought doing all the right things in inverted commas. So to get that news was quite a slap in the face and I really wanted to understand what the heck was going on. Yeah.
And so you're asking that question that people ask themselves, why me? Why me? I feel healthy. I've done this. I've done that. And you were searching for answers. So in searching for answers, you found some incredible information, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's everywhere. It's so available. Yeah, absolutely. Books, documentaries, YouTube, it's everywhere. There are awesome teachers. And fundamentally, my interest, Kate, became the law of attraction, I suppose, is the most cutting edge or the most modern idea. spiritual slash, you know, physical ideas and ways to live in the world, but the mind-body connection then brought me to this understanding of how my thoughts and my beliefs then lead to emotions that do change our physiology. And in my case, brought me over some years to a tumor. It didn't appear suddenly. Yeah.
And you know, you get, and then you're in the hospital and you're thinking about it. You're thinking about avoiding conflict. You're thinking about family dynamic. And you get this clarity. So there was something that became very clear to you, right, as a result of what you were reading and what you were feeling. And how did that metamorphosize? How did that change your life?
Well, it took a lot of silence. Honestly, I had to slow my busy, fast-paced, chasing money lifestyle down. And that was aided by the fact that my business had closed and I'd lost almost everything, nearly went bankrupt in the process. And so, you know, the shock of that, the stress of that, the sadness and the challenging, who am I now anyway in this world with no business and no money, and then I'm sick. What can I do but take my time now and reassess, because I no longer want to be that person. Obviously, that has created this illness in me. And then in the silence, I could hear my true self. I could hear, I don't know, God, let's say, my soul whispering and talking. And I don't mean that in that I heard voices or actual words, but in inclinations and intuitions. And so I started researching, and I was just led to the right books to read. And, you know, I really immersed myself in teachers such as Abraham Hicks that I've been listening to for years anyway, but kind of giving lip service to it. And I really just chose to change old habits and just do this work, which simply meant get happy regardless of the situation. And next minute, I'm getting well. Yeah.
Wow. And again, the book is Cancer Mentality. The cure for cancer is in the mind. Heal your attitudes and beliefs. Tell us more, Paul, about the book.
Okay, so it weaves my, well, it started as a jumble of notes. It was, I'm not a writer. I was not a writer. But my partner at the time was a writer. And after all of these reams of notes, trying to figure out how to become the new me, the cancer-free me, because the doctors and the medical system generally has wonderfully treated me, but said, we'll see you back within 5 years. Oh, and you might need to have chemo and you might need radiation, etc. And I didn't want any of those things. And so my jumbled notes on the research that I was doing to figure out how to change were obviously very helpful to me and to her, my partner. And she said, I think you might have a book in this. And I sort of laughed at her, but then through many hours of work and many iterations, the jumbled notes turned from a massive mess into something that maybe other people could read, but needed a lot more work. And in essence, what it's done is weave my story of the background to why I was so fearful, to why I was being given a genetic diagnosis of a genetic mismatch, so a repair gene that was allowing cancer to form, and meld that through some older ideas on metaphysical approaches to health and cutting-edge new scientific ideas on how the mind-body connection works to bring changes in our physiology. So the idea is that my story allows other people to see the applicability of these cutting-edge and old ideas and how to therefore apply it into their own lives for more wellness and for less major disease in their lives.
Oh, and wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And you're saying it, but if you were to really even boil it down more, what's the one thing you definitely want readers to learn or take away from your book?
Oh, very simply that they can be in charge of their own lives. Yeah, we can choose our own prognosis. Simple.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with it. Do you feel more at peace now than when you, as you said, it's so interesting, you were constantly working, chasing the dollar, and there must have been, obviously, you had success and there was excitement in that, and then you get brought to your knees. But now do you feel like you're more at peace and you're just a different person?
So much so. Yeah, absolutely, Kate. You hit it on the head. It's not only, yes, more at peace and definitely a different person. I'm certainly not that cancerous Paul. But I can still have the same ideas or wishes about money, for example, but I'm so clear now that I don't need to strive like I did. And whether it's money or love or, you know, pick any other subject, I don't need to strive. It can come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for you, in getting those markers and knowing you're clear, there's got to be relief in that, but you have belief already anyway, correct?
Yeah, I did, but I was giving it lip service. You know, I'm really happy with who I am, where I am now, and I wouldn't be that guy if it wasn't for all of those previous experiences. And that's why in the book I call it my growth with a capital G, because it was an internal growth. It was a tumor within me. But what it did was made me grow. And so in essence, I'm grateful. I'm thankful for that experience because it really woke me up. I can still be that. In fact, I can be better than that Paul that existed before the tumor.
Yeah. After writing Cancer Mentality, does it make you want to write? It's funny because you didn't think you were going to write a book and you described it. I love how you said it was jumbled notes, but you had to write the book. Does it make you want to write another book?
Absolutely. I have two or three in mind. Yeah. Yeah.
And what direction will you take with those books?
The next one I've partially written already. It's an exploration of how very deeply belief impacts our life. And we don't even know it. So all of us are living within millennia old ideas that have formed society and religion and et cetera today. You know, even the dynamic between men and women. These are mostly ideas. The money that we use is an idea. So how deeply those things impact our lives and certainly our physiology. And it's kind of a spin-off of this Cancer Mentality book, but it's not based on my story so much. It's much more a self-help book to show that happiness is the key and that mood really matters. Yeah.
And it'd be worth asking this too, because, you know, sometimes people, it's meditation, it's walking on the beach, it's other things that also get them into that space, even if they are at peace. Do you do those things?
Absolutely. Yeah, I learned so much. I could mention a little shout out to the Conversations with God books because they were very formative in me about 25 or so years ago. And something that's spelled out beautifully in those books by Neil Donald Walsh includes the fact that you can meditate just by stopping for a moment. You can just smile, take a moment and look around and see the wonder of any moment in your life. And so those small things have become big things in the way I live my life now. And it's a joy.
Yeah. Well, you can tell. Pick up this book, and I can't wait for the others. Paul Broderick, Cancer Mentality, The Cure for Cancer is in the Mind. Heal Your Attitudes and Beliefs. And you can get it on Amazon, again, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Burns up toxic pain, steams of evil flame, where the lights are vain.
Hi, this is
is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is such a great title for a book. Nancy L. Harry is in our virtual green room. She's going to join us in a minute here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Her book is Jesus is on the Way. Be ready, be prepared. There have been a lot of conversations about that. How do you be ready? How do you be prepared? And so I think she just really nailed that equation. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
What made you decide you were going to write the book?
Well, the return of Jesus is a subject that years ago I rarely heard anyone mention, and now it seems to come up everywhere. And also, for a long time, I've been writing down what I hear the Lord say during my prayer time, and more, he's been talking about the return of his son. And my heart became so full, it just kind of automatically poured out into my new book, Jesus is on the Way.
And I like that your heart is so full. Were you always a strong believer from the time you were young?
I was. A neighbor of mine had given me a book about the life of Jesus when I was only 10. And after I read that book, I decided I wanted him in my life forever. So, yes, he's been in my life a long time.
Tell the listeners what they'll find out in your book, because that's a big subject that you tackle, one that you care about, one that people are, like I said in the beginning, are talking about. How did you break it down in the book?
Well, my book will actually guide you through the impact God's love has on our daily life as you prepare for his son's arrival. And the fact is, Jesus is ready, but he's waiting for us to get ready. So the question is, are you ready to greet him? It's time for us to get down to business. We have to be ready before it's too late.
I like that you said that we have to be ready before it's too late. Do you think that people think that we have this unextended time, and so that's the thing, like, ooh, I kind of, and I don't think everybody thinks this, but I kind of made a wrong turn here, or maybe I should be more devotional, or maybe I should think more about this, but they always think that they have more time?
I think so, just because that, you know, I think it seems like people are even afraid to mention that Jesus is coming back. They don't like to think about it. And the thing is, when we're prepared, then you don't have to worry, you know, about his return, because we'll be excited about it and we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, that's the other question. And as it's described in the Bible, and how many different types of pastors and clergy type people kind of minister to their flocks about that, what do you envision it as? Christ coming back, Jesus coming back. What does it feel like to you? What do you think it'll be like? I mean, of course we don't know, but what do you think in your mind? Because you're such a peaceful person and such a strong believer.
I think for those that are looking forward to his return, and I think it's going to be a really exciting time. It's actually something that personally I'm looking forward to. But the thing is, I think people have to realize what they have to do in order to be ready. And I think a lot of times what people think God expects of them isn't actually what he says we need to do after all. So that was another reason I thought it was important to write this book, so people can have that security and confidence in knowing that they are ready to greet him when he comes back.
What do we have to do? I mean, you talk about a lot in the book, and I don't want to give everything away. Of course, you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever good books are sold, and it's Jesus is on the Way, Be Ready, Be Prepared. But what do we have to do?
One of the things that God's calling us to do is come up to a higher standard of living. This is something that's important to him, because when we do things that represent him and glorify him, it also makes our life better. I think a lot of times people think, well, being a Christian might mess up my life, but that's not true. It actually enhances our life. So it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, and don't you think that when we talk about being on earth and then what happens afterwards, when we talk about being on earth, and you can find this in the Bible about how God wants us to live, especially abundantly. There's clearly all of that is there. And I think now more than ever, there is something about the lack of kindness or empathy. And I think if you really embrace some of what you say in the book, maybe there would be more kindness and empathy. That's part of it, isn't it?
That is. That's really a lot of it. I also think that if people would have more love in their hearts, and I turn the news on and I see what's going on around the world, I think, you know, wow, we really need more of God's love in it. I had heard a missionary give this analogy one time, and I kind of adopted it for myself. She had said that she sees herself as a teapot, and God pours in his love, and she pours it out. So I kind of adopted that for myself. But then I was thinking, well, what if people like to drink coffee better than tea? Well, they could see themselves as a coffee pot and let God pour his love in so he could pour it out, so they could pour it out.
Yeah, I like that analogy. That's a wonderful analogy. So when people read the book, and, you know, we're bringing that full circle, and we've talked about it, you've said it in this, But you wrote this for a reason, and you were called to write this for a reason, and now it's out there in the world. Somebody listens to this conversation. People are finding your book. They read the book. What ultimately do you hope they take away?
Well, I hope they take away more of a love and an understanding for who God is, because I think too many people think that he's someone to fear, or they think he's waiting to punish them, or he thinks he doesn't care about them, but he actually does love us. That's not just a cliche that's old and outdated. So I'm hoping they take away the desire God has for his people, and that he does love us, and he's coming back because he does love us. And the important thing is that we need to be ready to meet him. And even if he's not here today or tomorrow or next year or whenever, you know, someday we're all going to meet him. We're all going to stand before him. So we all need to be ready, whether, you know, whenever.
Right, and it doesn't matter, anybody listening, what, and clearly you can tell by reading your book, it doesn't matter what religion somebody is. It's about the principle of it, isn't it?
It is, because this is a subject that applies to anybody, whether they're a Christian or not. So that's why I'm hoping my book will be informative and helpful to either.
Yeah, to so many people. And, you know, and lastly, for you, putting the book out into the world, what did that feel like? That's a pretty big step.
It is a big step. And it's kind of, I guess for me, kind of, at first it was kind of nerve-wracking, but I felt this is what God wanted me to do, that this was an important book to get out there. So I feel like God's been inspiring me to go in this direction so that more and more people will know how he feels about his son return and what he has to say about it.
I like that. Perfect place to end this. Nancy L. Harry, that's the name you'll catch on the book. Jesus is on the way. Be ready, be prepared. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And once again, we thank Nancy for that interview and all of you for listening to it. A quick recap on our top news stories, really, that we're going to be talking about, I think, for weeks, obviously more than that. Israel declaring war, Hamas attacking, hundreds are dead, and thousands in Israel are injured. The world is reacting to that, including the U.S. On a happier note, Simone Biles becomes the most decorated gymnast over the weekend, or really heading into the weekend. It's amazing the amount of medals that she has won in the gymnastics world. And as an American, very, very proud of what Simone Biles has accomplished. And then the Powerball. There's that. There's so much conversation about the Powerball. Nobody struck the numbers. Nobody struck gold. So now it's estimated that Monday's drawing for the Powerball, $1.55 billion, you would clear $679 million if that's the number after taxes. That's absolutely unbelievable, is it not? So thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember, be safe, be happy, be sane, my friends.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pouty Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.